Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 26, 1806. On the road again. Two days ago, on June 24, the party again set out in an attempt to cross the Rocky Mountains. At Collins Creek, they picked up Fraser, who, with Weiser, had been sent ahead to detain, for a day or two Indians who were waiting there. On a branch of Collins Creek, not Fish Creek as the journal states, they found Sergeant Gass, Weiser, and the two Indians. They camped there for the night. That night, the Indians set the woods on fire to bring them good weather. The captains wrote that it was a spectacular sight, reminding them of fireworks, as the tops of some trees exploded in fire and sparks. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"We collected our horses and set out early, and proceeded on down Hungry Creek a few miles, and ascended to the summit of the mountain, where we deposited our baggage on the 17 instant, found everything safe and as we had left them. The snow, which was 10 feet 10 inches deep on the top of the mountains, had sunk to 7 feet, though perfectly hard and firm. We made some fire, cooked dinner, and dined while our horses stood on snow 7 feet deep at least. After dinner, we packed up and proceeded on. The Indians hastened us off and informed us it was a considerable distance to the place they wished to reach this evening, where there was grass for our horses. Accordingly, we set off with our guides, who led us over and along the steep sides of tremendous mountains, entirely covered with snow, except about the roots of the trees, where the snow was partially melted and exposed a small spot of earth. We ascended and descended several steep, lofty heights, keeping on the dividing ridge of the Chopunish and Kuskuski rivers. We passed no stream of water. Late in the evening, much to the satisfaction of ourselves and the comfort of the horses, we arrived at the desired spot and encamped on the steep side of a mountain convenient to a good spring. Here we found an abundance of fine grass for our horses. Soon after we encamped, we were overtaken by a Chopunish man, who had pursued us with a view to accompany Captain Lewis to the falls of the Missouri. We were now informed that the two young men we met on the 21st, and detained several days, were going on a party of pleasure, merely to the Olashutes, or, as they called them, Lisha, a band of the nation who reside on Clark's River in the neighborhood of Traveler's Rest. All of the Indians with us have two or three horses each. I was taken yesterday with a violent pain in my head, which has tormented me ever since, most violently. Captain William Clark, June 23, 1806.
The cache the Corps left in the mountains on May 17, just before they retreated back down the mountains because of heavy snow, was in Idaho County, Idaho. That stash was recovered today, completely intact. The Lolo Trail the Corps are following runs along the ridge or divide between the North Fork of the Clearwater, or Chopunish River, and the Locksaw or Kuskuski River, primarily in Idaho County. Tomorrow, stopping for a smoke.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.